This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Not only is it Friday, Brent, but it's Duck Day today.
Duck Day Friday. And
all weekend.
He's wearing, at least you know the school colors. You're wearing your green and yellow.
Of course.
We'll see what colors the duck decide to wear tonight. And last week it was that, I don't know if you saw it, I posted on Facebook a picture of the Ducks uniforms. I froze it on the screen and I held up a green Skittles up against it. It's like they're wearing that. All I can think of, I gotta have a Skittles or a Starburst, you know, that green color, that uniform from last week. Anyway, Duck Friday. Hey, I have been infected with the holiday spirit. I'm in a happy mood. I'm in a giving mood.
Good. What'd you bring me?
Yeah, I brought you good cheer.
Ooh.
And I've got songs running through my head. I've got holiday songs running through my head, and I like it.
Nice.
So welcome to Newsmakers, everyone. Thanks for joining us for your news hour, and for your noon hour at that. I'm Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne. We have a guest in studio. We have a couple of guests for you today. We're going to have a great show for our Friday.
Good times.
Stick with us. As you know, we like to spotlight great things and great people that is happening in the community. We like to spot initiatives, right, and institutions and individuals and ideas, things that make our community go around here in the Mid-Willamette Valley. And it's a glorious day to live in the Mid-Willamette Valley. So before we get too deep into it and I start babbling, That's for later. I want to introduce our guest today. Our lives intersected due to the Walkers and Volcanoes Baseball.
Nice.
And the Cancer Awareness Weekend. And
yeah.
He was introduced briefly to my son, a two-time cancer survivor. And briefly introduced to him and later was, as we talked about this last summer, throughout the first pitch in a Cancer Awareness Weekend. It's so funny, too, because those of us who have done that, I mean, it's usually not very good. And he had practiced from night. We got a tell scale on my own son, but he had practiced from mound distance because he was a lefty. He could throw. And so he practiced, I think, in the bullpen or something from the mound. So when you're the ceremonial guy, they put you in front of the mound, right?
Right.
So his pitch was a little high.
Oh.
It was over the plate, but it was a little high, like the catcher hit. And he was so embarrassed about that. And I'm like, seriously, if the catcher can catch it, it was awesome.
At least he made it. At least he made it to the plate. A lot of people don't.
Oh yeah, so you get the bounce pass.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this gentleman just hates cancer. And I've never seen somebody so happy and so enthusiastic while he's going out trying to stomp something off the face of the earth. I want to welcome to the studio Barry Robinson. Barron, sorry.
Barry's my dad, so you're okay.
Oh, yeah? All right, Barron. He's also known as the Kicking Cancer Guy. He's
nice.
Wearing his Kicking Cancer shirt. Barron, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. It's always nice to have your energy in a room.
Thank you.
You have a great. I see some things that he posts on social media, and more importantly, I see what people post about him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, thanks for your positive energy. You know, you're boundless. All these things, and you do have a lot of passion and energy for life.
I
and
appreciate
what you do.
That. Appreciate
Kicking
that.
Cancer guy. Kicking. He's wearing a shirt that says "Kicking Cancer" as a donkey with his heels up, ready to knock cancer right in the teeth. How did you become this?
My sister was diagnosed November of 2011 with breast cancer, and it went metastatic. So for your listeners who don't know, that means that it leaves the place of origin and begins to move through your body.
Oh, wow.
So in her case, they did a radical mastectomy, but it had gone into her lymph node system, and it then went into her bloodstream.
Wow.
So if the cancer gets in the bloodstream and you're not active and you're not moving, then the cancer has a chance to stop. Well, she has a little spot on her hip, a little spot on her lungs, but she changed her diet. She began eating differently. She began exercising. She came to visit me in Christmas time in 2017, and I'm like, wow, sis, you look great, considering what you went through. She flew home, and in January, 2 years ago, I had heard about this Warrior Dash, which is a 3-mile obstacle course outside of Canby that involves a lot of mud and obstacles. And so I called. I said, do you want to do this together, just the two of us? It'd be fun. And she said, sure. Well, I work at Costco, so I went to work, and my coworker said, well, can we do that with you? So by the time the word actually rolled around, we had 42 of my coworkers.
Wow.
Wearing that really bright pink shirt you see me in.
Uh-huh.
They actually dubbed it Pepto-Bismol Pink. But we all went and did that to rally around my sister, and then she flew home. And that was really going to be the end of it, Brent. That was like, okay, we did that. But when she was flying home, I said, you know what? You learned to battle your cancer. We could share that information. So she flew back in July, and we formed a business called Help Team Brenda, and we started sharing information through seminars.
Help Team Brenda.
Help Team Brenda.
Okay.
So there is actually a site called helpteambrenda.com. That was my first website. And there's a lot of really colorful pictures on there. And by the end of last year, a good friend of mine said, if you're going to do what you want to do, you got to be a nonprofit. So we transitioned to be a nonprofit. So we're registered in the state of Oregon as We Are the Solution, a.k.a. Kicking Cancer.
Nice.
And, okay, so Brenda, how's she doing?
Brenda's doing good. In fact, I talked to her as I was driving over here. She just kind of gives me a little encouragement on the phone because she lives in Mesa, Arizona. So she actually flies up and does these Spartan races and warrior dashes with me. We have a great picture of this last year's Spartan race. There was a shirt that says, don't mess with a woman who crawls underneath barbed wire for fun.
That's a true fact right there.
And then we have another picture mud, right probably, next to it yeah. of Brenda going with barbed wire. And so a small group of us decided to do what they call the trifecta, which is the 3 mile, the 8 mile, and the 13 mile course in 1 year. So we were all doing burpees for Brenda.
Burpees for Brenda. Okay, everything has to have alliteration.
That's kind of my thing. And so we did the 8 mile course in April, and it had rained for a week straight in Seattle. It was not really a trail. It was like a river. It was the hardest thing I'd done in a long, long time.
Wow. That's where the water flows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
and
that's,
all this in the name of cancer awareness.
Yeah. You know, I just realized after talking with Brenda that you can, to the best of your ability, proactively prevent cancer. There's no guarantees in life. And obviously what happened with Nolan is not preventable. But for many of us, we can be proactive.
We can give ourselves the best shot.
Exactly.
Right? The things that we, choices that we make give us the best shot of living a healthful life. And Dave and I are looking at each other like, maybe
pizza.
We're not making
good pizza.
Maybe we're not making all the best decisions. Right?
Well, side note, I only usually have pizza one day a week.
Well, Brenda reminds me quite often that you need to live your life by what she calls the 80-20 rule. So okay. 80% of your life should be nutritious of whatever nature you choose, paleo, keto, whatever you're going to do. But you need to leave some room for fun. Otherwise, you begin to hate food. So that 20% is the fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I see you're kind of got your arms wrapped around this subject in terms of you're advocating for some of the people locally.
Yep.
Right. And to help people out and raise awareness and also educating and also hopefully be a part of the solution.
Yep.
So education.
There it is. We can end the show right now. That's the whole thing right there, Brett.
All right. Thanks for being with Newsmakers. You know, actually, we've got a lot to talk about. There's events coming up. We've got some nights out coming up. We've got some local victims that he has been spotlighting and such. So we've got our guest, Baron Robertson. He's the kicking cancer guy, KC guy. And we're going to tell you about what's coming up next week right after the break. Stay tuned. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem, I hope you're listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is proudly brought to you by Color Tile of Salem.
And welcome back, folks. It's nice to have you with us this beautiful Friday. We've got the kicking cancer guy here. People, if you don't even remember his name, if you met him, you know, the kicking cancer guy, Baron Robison. And he's got an event coming up later in the month, right after Christmas, a couple few days after Christmas, I want you to be aware of. And he's also got some events and some nights out and some support activities. We're going to hear all about it. So let's start with this event on the 28th.
Okay.
So this looks like all day.
So this is actually on January the 11th.
Oh, okay, the 11th.
Yeah, the 28th is the early bird special is done. So the reason that, the reason I started doing this was to begin to educate people. And I sat down with a very good friend of mine who is very business savvy. He says, Baron, you're going to have a really hard time if all you're going to talk about is education, because mm-hmm. you're just going to be one more health nut out there in the world. So we always try to start with the support, which currently is Nolan DeHart. But we do want to educate people. That's our big, big goal. So what you have in your hand is a flyer for a full-day workshop, January the 11th. And the theme is taking control of your life and your body. Good theme for the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But the very first speaker is the president of the Volcanoes, Mitch Graff. And for those listeners who don't know, Mitch owns like five or six other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's an author.
And he's an author. And he owns the publishing company that produces his own books. He took the job of the Volcanoes, and he told me that it was the first actual paycheck he had gotten since 1994.
Wow.
He's self-employed for that long. So he calls it a 24/7 mentality, which means you work 24 hours a week, 7 months a year. And he will tell you, because he has done that since 1994. So he's our first speaker, Dr. Isaacson, which, by the way, both those guys are on our board. Dr. Isaacson does a great job of just breaking down in really good layman terms cancer, cancerous cells, what you can do. And his theme is, it's time to fix a broken system.
Mm. You mean our own physiological system?
No, no. Our approach to cancer.
Okay.
Not our system personally, but, you know, Western medicine's approach, the government's approach. And I don't want to get into a big, huge political debate on your radio, but... But what the way that we have attacked cancer for the last 40 years has effectively given us quantity of life, maybe not quality of life.
Mm, interesting.
You know, so we've done a ton of research. We spent millions and billions of dollars. And in your son's case, it did give him quantity of life. And, you know, did it give him quality of life? There's a lot of things going on with Nolan that may not have given him the best quality of life. The good thing is that he is still with us. That's the great news, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But all of this research has given us quantity of life. What we're trying to tell you is that you can get quality of life by being a little more proactive. And my sister has a phrase, I love it. She says, I'm not afraid to die anymore. I just don't want it to be my fault.
Mm, interesting.
So you do all you can.
Yeah.
You know? So that's that, and we've got some other speakers. The one that I think that your listeners are going to love, he graduated from McNary High School, but at six he got run over by a semi-truck and lost both of his legs. He is now the international paid spokesman for the Spartan Races.
Wow. A competitor with no legs for the Spartan Races.
Yep.
Pretty amazing. You also have Mike Waters, I noticed. This is a workshop on the 11th of January. Movement is medicine, which I love.
Yep.
There's so many things that happen to us because we stop moving. As we get older, it's not like we have to be less functional and so forth, but movement is medicine.
And he's actually coming from Corvallis, and so he has clinical data, because Corvallis being a college town, they love their data. Mm-hmm. So he has clinical data that movement is medicine.
Life is socially contagious is a speaker. Mary George is going to be...
Mary George is a health coach, and I heard her say a statement before. Whoever you're hanging around with, that's kind of the circle you have. You're the culmination of the five people you hang around with. So if your attempt is to become healthier and they are not healthy people, they are going to suck you into the world. Life is socially contagious.
And of course, Casey McAllister will be the keynote speaker. It's on the 11th. If they want to have information, where do they go? What website?
Go to kicking-cancer.org.
Kicking with a G?
Kicking with a G.
Kicking-cancer.org to check this out and see if that's a one-day workshop you can do. What's going on next week? You got some events.
So when I met Nolan, he was actually referred to me as a person who might want to throw out the first pitch by Dr. Isaacson. I didn't realize at the time that he was your son, didn't really know anything about Nolan. I just said, hey, do you want to throw the first pitch out? And he says, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And so he did. But when I talked to him, I thought, you know, people need to know what Nolan went through. So I told him, I said, every quarter we do a go team. At that time, we were in the middle of our third quarter go team. So I said, we would like to make you our fourth quarter go team, which means that our organization rallies around somebody. And I said, in December, while everybody's out doing their holiday shopping, we're going to have what we're calling Night Out for Nolan.
Nice.
So my goal is to get 12. I'm at six so far, but it's 12 nights for Nolan. Okay.
Wow.
So Monday, this next Monday, go to the Pizza Hut on Commercial or the Pizza Hut in West Salem. And the theory here is that you're out anyway. You're doing your holiday shopping anyway. You're going to want to stop and get a bite to eat. Just pick that place that night because they're going to donate a percentage of your ticket to us that we can then give to Nolan. And Nolan told me he's going to also give part of that back to Dornbecker.
Dornbecker, the hospital that saved his life twice. So, you know, you got to get a pizza for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Might as well have a piece of that ticket go to Kicking Cancer.
Yeah. Right? Now, next Tuesday, go watch a movie at Northern Lights. Kevin, that owns Northern Lights, he's going to donate 100% of admission cost all day long.
Wow.
Holy cow.
All day long.
Kevin's a great guy.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to watch a movie, too.
Oh, if you haven't been to Northern Lights, it's a lot of fun to watch a movie at Northern Lights. Next Thursday, go to Jersey Mike's on Commercial, and it's going to be for dinner from 5 to 9. But all you got to do is just go. You don't have to say, I'm here for Nolan. Just go, and they're going to donate. And then next Sunday, Mod Pizza. So not this Sunday, but next Sunday, Mod Pizza there on Commercial. So there's five that first week. Two Pizza Huts, Northern Lights, Jersey Mike's, Mod Pizza.
All right. Some people want to stay up on this, Baron. Where should they go to find out information?
So if you go to kicking-cancer.org under events, we have all the 12 nights listed there. So they're all on there. Some of them require flyers. Some don't. Some are certain times. So we're just listing on this day at this time, you know.
That's perfect because people are going to be out and about and they'll say, well, I'm hungry. Oh, I heard this thing on the radio, and I wonder where they are tonight. Where should we eat?
Yeah.
Right?
And for those listeners that don't know, Nolan's 26, and by the time he was 15 years old, he had spent 5 years of his life in chemotherapy. So, and here's Brent and his dad, but I asked Nolan, I said, so, you know, what is it like now you're 26? Well, his skeletal system is basically that of a 70-year-old man. As a kid, he was being blasted by chemotherapy to kill the bad cells, but it was also killing a lot of the good cells too. So at 26, he can't do what a lot of 26-year-olds can do. And so we just said as an organization, you know, it's time to rally around Nolan. So that's why we're doing this.
That's awesome.
And it's the Go Team.
Go Team Nolan.
So who's wrapping around you? I mean, you're obviously an energizing spirit. You're launching the Kicking Cancer movement. And where's your support? You obviously, you have to work for a living.
Yeah, I work at Costco.
And then you have energy to do this all this on the side. That's amazing.
So interestingly enough, Brent, you, your wife, your son, those stories is what energizes me. I told your wife when we were interviewed the other day on another station, I said, you need to talk to Linda, not me, because Linda's the mom of a 3-year-old that was getting chemo. I mean, like, what is that like? She said it was hell. It was hell. And I'm sure you would agree. You know, so for me, I'm the one guy that doesn't have cancer. But the stories that I'm hearing are just amazing. So you guys energize me.
Well, you know, it is. It's so important what you're talking about. And there are organizations like Candlelighters and Children's Cancer Society and things like that that strive to help the families. It's interesting, and I'll give you, I wasn't planning on telling personal stories today, but
what's stopping you now?
Nolan was diagnosed December 8th, 1995, and the first three people that my wife told, she got the same advice. Watch out for your marriage.
Wow.
Right? And the divorce rate in families with children with cancer is like 75-80%. It's a very, very stressful time. Yes, we're still married, by the way, folks.
You know? Yes, you are.
Same Linda. And here we are, you know.
Did you say December the 8th? So today's December the 6th. So this is almost an anniversary day for you.
Yeah, it almost is. It's one of those few dates that my brain holds on to. I don't know why. December 8th, 1995. So, and yeah, I was 2.5 years old. And not to be sexist, but men and women handle things differently. And when you start escalating the stress levels, it's a very challenging time for families. And so to have an outlet and to have just, you know, words of encouragement and organizations of encouragement and positivity is great, really great.
And for those listeners that don't know, I've got some statistics from the National Health Institute. Within childhood cancer, the two main ones are blood and brain. Those are the two that, for whatever reason, cancer seems to attack those two areas with kids the most. But because of the work of Dornbecker Hospital and many of their doctors, If Nolan had been diagnosed in the 70s, his survival rate past 5 years was about 45%.
Mm-hmm.
because of their work at Dornbecker's, the survival rate now is almost 95%.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what you kind of wonder with all the, you know, hey, support cancer research, is it really working? Have we solved anything? And then there's your sister, Brenda, and she's still here.
Yep.
Right?
And no one's still here.
Jason Brandt in our community, well-known in our community, led the Chamber of Commerce for a number of years, and his daughter got a brain tumor twice before she was 5 years old.
Oof.
Yeah. And is still doing great. But those things, these are great success stories. But just people in our community, it's touching so many people. How often do you walk in a room and find nobody that hasn't been touched by cancer? Breast cancer, like your family and Brenda is going strong. 2011 diagnosed. Yeah. So we're talking 8 years ago.
I made a presentation the other day, and I said, how many in this room have not been affected by cancer? Mm. And two hands went up.
Well, not yet is really the thing, at least in their
circle. That's true.
And yeah. We have a very, very dear friend, second bout of breast cancer at 43, was told she had 6 months to live at 43. And I think it's 12 or 13 years later. She said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Good for her. Yeah.
You would love her. We're talking to Baron Robison, kicking cancer guy, because, you know, diet, the exercise, the healthfulness, and the prayer. And I thought, you know, Linda was being interviewed somewhere and said, hey, how does this work and how do you survive this? And, you know, the answers are, you know, pretty simple. It's faith, right? Faith at the top of the list. Humor has got to be there. You got to have a little bit of humor that stays in there in the whole throughout. And Nolan is great at that. He's very funny about his experience and things he went through. And, you know, we laughed through all of this. And
there's actually a medical reason for the humor, because when you laugh, it releases endorphins.
Yeah.
And those endorphins begin to get in your bloodstream. And that actually helps the cells. So laughter is medicine. You know, you need to laugh, and it helps you deal with the stress. But that laughter reduces endorphins that your body needs.
Yeah, if I were coaching a family, it'd be, you know, make sure you have a faith-based background and some support, and keep your sense of humor, and there's going to be grace because people are going to get hurt. So you keep those three things together and positive attitude, and you get a lot of people praying for you, great things can happen. Yeah. Really quickly, before we go to break, you're definitely an advocate for this healthful living to try to fend off, because you said it, I've heard you say it, we all have cancer cells in us all the time. But the question is, does our immune system fight it off as it happens, or we allow it to take root?
Right.
On your website, with your organization, can we figure out what Brenda did, what changed her life, and why she's so strong now?
So if you go to our website at the top, there's one that says stories. And actually, right now, if you want to see a picture of Nolan throwing that picture out, Nolan's story is under the stories, and we put the picture of him there at the game with the pitch. So it's a really fun picture. There's also Brenda's story there, and they're set up like blogs. So you can go into Nolan's and you can say, oh my gosh, I remember whatever, and add to that. But Brenda's story is there, so they can read that story as well.
Baron, do you have any pictures of Nolan as a skinny little bald kid?
No. But I'll bet you do.
And one of his friends that met him years later was a coworker, and we're looking through photo albums, and Nolan was probably 90 pounds, you know, and skinny, and he's in a hospital bed, and he's bald, and he's injecting himself in the leg with some medication or other. And he's like, that's you? You know, just unrecognizable. Yeah, that was you. And he just couldn't believe it. He's already hard to recognize. So, there's many a tale. One of these days, we're going to write a book, I guess, right? We'll have plenty of time to write a book. Baron, we want to thank you for everything you're doing. I want to thank you for your energy and your spirit and your encouragement and your efforts at education. I want to direct everybody once again to the website as far as the Kicking Cancer and the seminar. Would you please tell us where to go to sign up for this?
So our website is kicking-cancer.org. And on the top, there's going to be one that says events. And when you see the events, all those 12 nights are listed there, the places, the dates that, you know, some of them are very specific. It's only dinner. Some of them are all day long. Some of them want flyers. They're all different. So you can see the 12 nights are at events, but you'll also see the flyer that Brent's talking about in this workshop we have planned in January.
With Casey McAllister. Ephesians 6:11, you're quoting. Is that where you get taken control of your life and your body?
Well, Ephesians 6 is where Paul talks about the body of Christ. And he breaks it down with the helmet and the shield. And so I didn't do all of them, but that specific one talks about the body of Christ. And it just seems like a good spot if we're taking control of our body. So,
All right, we're going to go from the kicking cancer guy to all the recreation and indulgences we can do this month here in the Mid-Valley. We're going to welcome back Mary Louise Vanetta, and she's going to tell us what to do in December and where to have some fun. Hey, Baron, thanks for being here. That's the kicking cancer guy. Look for him all over the place, but especially his website, and it's not the last time we'll talk.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN.
Len Benton Tractors Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Rich Kansky, and this segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Rich.
And welcome back, folks, to our Friday edition.
Woohoo! Ducky Day too,
and it's the first Friday of the month, so we get to talk about all the activities. I was saying at the top of the hour that I am infected. I am infected with happiness and the holiday spirit, and just want to go out and do things. I want to sing songs. I want to throw some money in the kettle. I don't know. It's all
good
stuff.
Yeah, you have less than 3 weeks, you know.
Oh, that'd be glorious, 3 weeks. And what are we going to do in those 3 weeks? Mary Louise is going to tell us.
Yes.
Live in studio, Mary Louise Vanetta of Vanetta Public Relations. She keeps track of what's going on, the ins and
She's
outs.
She's plugged in.
What's happening around town, right?
There's so much happening. And I don't know if you know this, but I have the opportunity to write for Salem Reporter.
Oh, we do? Whoa. Yeah.
And so you can see the articles on SalemReporter.com about all the fun events that are going on.
That Salem Reporter is growing, and it needs to. It's mm-hmm. pretty nice.
They are really, really interesting group. I know they've got a meet and greet with the staff today. Meet their Salem Reporter staff. It's at 4:00, and you can find that on their Facebook page.
Okay.
So if you want to ever get in the Salem Reporter or learn about what they're doing out there, I'd recommend you stop by and visit with the reporters.
I went to their last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I gave them an idea for a story and this and that. But they're relatively young in their career of journalism, and they're like. All the good things about journalists, mm-hmm. right? They want to ferret things out. They want to understand the whole picture. They want to tell the truth, right? So great reporting there at the Salem Reporter. So, yeah, you can check it out. Last time it was at a place where you could have a beer.
Ooh.
So you could sit down and have a beer with the reporters.
It says cool. Ike Box, 4:00. Grab coffee with Salem Reporter staff.
All right. So, what else is happening?
But I won't be there because I'm getting ready for the Gala of Trees tonight.
Oh, well, that's tonight.
Yes. I'm so excited about it.
What's a Gala of Trees?
The Gala of Trees is an auction, a silent auction of smaller trees and items that put together. And then there's a oral auction of gigantic trees with trips and themed trees. And so different businesses decorate trees and they donate them to the gala. And the gala benefits this year Family Building Blocks, among other groups. So I'm very excited to be there. I will be covering it for Salem Reporter and enjoying the trees. I'd even bought one of the smaller trees 1 year, and oh, it's beautiful. So I know that if you can't go, at least watch for the article and keep an eye on that for next year, because that is one of the events.
Some of those trees go for a lot of money.
Oh, worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But they come with trips to Vegas and, you know, furniture and a living room set. And
nice.
It's crazy, but so fun.
And they're going to support Family Building Blocks.
Yes, and some other charities as well. So
great.
I will see you there if you're going to be there tonight with me.
Good. Oh, yeah. Well, I've got actually friends coming out from out of town. So I'll be.
Well, you know where you should take them tonight?
To the
gala
trees?
You should take them to the Riverfront Holiday Tree Lighting.
That's tonight.
Which is happening tonight at 6:00 at Riverfront Park. And this is always super fun. Everybody comes out. They're Santa. They've got scavenger hunts. And they do have a child picked from the audience who will flip the switch. So you can find all that on the Salem Parks Foundation page. But, you know, we love it when we are able to drive down, you know, drive off the bridge and see that beautiful tree lit and, you know, Santa comes out. So
that's fun.
If you've got little friends and it looks like it might not rain. So
you can have Santa, but you can't say Christmas. I got it.
You get a tree.
Yeah. Brandon. It is public. A holiday tree.
You get your
lighting.
Holiday tree.
Yeah. Right there at Riverfront. But it is fun. Nice. If you're downtown shopping, if you're downtown living, you want a place to go with the kids and get them out of the house. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, you know.
They've got hot cocoa, they've got cookies, and they have a lot of entertainment. Yes, a lot of fun.
A lot of singing.
I sang down there one year with Mayor Taylor.
And a reindeer. I don't know which one, but there will be a reindeer there.
Okay.
Sweet.
So, you know, one of my favorite things, if you have not been to the Capitol building, Holidays at the Capitol is always extraordinary. And that's going on now through December 21st, 10 to 2. And, you know, you can just walk in the Capitol building. It's free and it's beautiful. And I am always surprised how I talk to people and they say, oh, I've been to the Capitol in years. Well, if you haven't, this is the time to go. The trees beautiful, choirs sing, a little train goes around. Just lovely, lovely opportunity.
I have to check that out now.
More things, reasons to get out of the house, right?
Right.
Don't just, it's so dark and everything, short days. Get out of the house and go see some pretty lights.
Christmas lights always cheer you up.
Yeah. So, you know, the gift that you can get for people that's always special, instead of the socks that you probably always get, is art. Everyone really loves art. And if you buy art from our local artists, not only are you supporting great culture in our community, but you're encouraging them to continue their craft in Salem, which I really appreciate. The Holiday Showcase at Busch Barn is a place where you can get that art. And that's every day, except for the 24th, 10 to 5 at Busch Barn Art Center. And 50 artists have their works. There's jewelry, there's clothing, there's ornaments. And, you know, even if you just like to stop by and take a look, I would really recommend that. They do a great job.
So, Mary, you would park there by the football stadium and the track stadium, right? And
you
just
could
walk
also
up to Busch Park?
Yeah, you could also park along the road up with the Busch Park on your right and the house and all that.
Yeah, it's pretty up there.
It is. And they have a neat little playground if the weather's not too bad.
50 artists going to sell their work. So if you're stumped for a gift, get something that's unique, right?
And people do appreciate, you know, unique works that they can see.
All right.
In the same vein, Deepwood Holiday Market will be coming up this Saturday on December 7th.
Yeah.
That would be, oh my gosh, that is set tomorrow already.
Right, yeah.
Goodness sakes. 9 to 4, and you all know where Deepwood is on Mission Street. They have lots of great vintage items and home decor, and a part of that proceeds goes to the beautiful Deepwood Museum and Gardens. And so if you have not toured the beautiful Deepwood home, and take time for the historical tour so you can hear about the history and the families that live there, and they have recreations of the rooms and the clothes people wore. Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Really nice for out-of-town relatives.
And that's just tomorrow, folks. If you want to do it, 9 to 4 tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And then they're open, you know, throughout the season for tours.
Sure.
Okay. Who's got kids? My kids are all grown up.
Mine are gone.
I know. We'll just, everyone who's listening who has grandkids or kids. Also tomorrow, you can go to see Santa at the Carousel. And so he's going to be there every Saturday and Sunday until December 24th. And that includes Monday the 23rd and Tuesday the 24th.
Wow, keeping him busy before Christmas?
Yes, I know. How is he going to be able to do it all?
But
it's super fun. The carousel is always magical. And I don't think anyone ever gets tired of seeing those beautiful hand-carved horses and having a snack and looking at their beautiful gift store. And if kids are bundled up, they can go play in the fun park outside and see Santa at the carousel.
Good times.
Think about all those kids that don't have a carousel in their community to go to.
Right?
You get to go and see Santa and then ride some colorful horse or turtle or...
Absolutely. You can take beautiful photos. And I think that's just one of those memories that is, again, magical from childhood.
I like going around on it because, you know, every time you go around, you have a different pose that you can perform on the horse for the family to take a photo of.
Oh, I see.
See?
That's very clever.
Do you have someone that goes with you?
Yeah. And every time I go around, they take a photo.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, anyone who'd like to chaperone Dave Carousel, give him a call.
I think we're participating in the next one, Dave.
Yes, we are.
Oh, are you going to be at the Kaiser Holiday of Lights Parade?
Yes, we are in it.
Oh, you're in it. Oh, my goodness.
We're going to be in it to win it.
Okay, that's Saturday, December 14th. And that is so beautiful. And they just, you bundle up, you watch those twinkling lights, and many, many organizations in Salem and Kaiser participate that. And the theme this year is Toys and Tinsel. And it promises to be a super fun evening. And they're going to have cars and fire trucks and car clubs are coming out and Salem's own marching band. And the best part, it's free.
Yes.
It's free.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get the tinsel on the van.
Oh, duct tape.
Good to know. Okay.
There you go. Duct tape your tinsel. Here.
That might ruin the paint job later, but okay.
Well, you have some wonderful auto repair
detailers.
Folks here,
yeah.
Yes, in Kaiser and Salem.
It might
we'll
be time
happy
for
to
a
help
new
you.
Wrap for the van.
Yes, no kidding. Well, we will look forward to seeing you at the Kaiser Holiday of Lights Parade, and that is always a wonderful experience.
Yeah,
and
it'll be fun.
The
14th. Those are great memories for
the
your family.
The 14th, a week from tomorrow, folks. Put it in the calendar.
So one of the things I rarely miss, and this is the last thing I've got on my list today, is Magic at the Mill. And that starts December 19th and goes through the 23rd. It's 5:30 to 8 p.m., and that's until December 23rd, and that's at Willamette Heritage Center. And I think that is one of our most special experiences. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of lights on all of those trees and the buildings. There's carolers. There's chocolate, hot chocolate, Santa. Everything you want would be at Magic in the Mill, a wonderful place, full place to take your family, bring your children, and make an extra memory while you're there.
That's awesome.
You know, my folks were heavily involved with the Lions Club in South Salem Lions and mm-hmm. many Lions clubs around the community, but they always volunteered and did Magic at the Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they have reasons to go for the kids, reasons to go for just, have a hot chocolate and see the lights. I like that they do some historical reenactments kind of mm-hmm. thing. It's a really neat thing.
And I've done it a couple of years as a staff event where we all got together and they let you get a special treat or a glass of hot cider or wine, and you get to wander around and see the mill and do the museum. And I just think it's one of our greatest events.
What a great idea for a workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so many things to do.
It was fun.
What a fun month it is.
Oh, well, there's so much more. I couldn't even fit it in. So we put a lot of this on the KYKN website. If you go to events, you'll find where to get all these great activities. And don't forget to visit Travel Salem's website and, of course, Facebook events for all of our great things we have going on.
For tonight, though, people shouldn't even go home before this tree lighting because it's 6 o'clock.
Right.
So
yeah.
Just work a little later, shop mm-hmm. a little early, and then right yeah. at 6.
Stop by some of our great restaurants downtown.
Then you stop at one of the great restaurants downtown.
Yeah, all these great ideas you come up with.
Well, you wonder how I keep my house clean
how
when I'm never
you?
Home. Yes, yeah. Don't ask.
Mary Louise Van Atta, she gets around. And I say that in a very complimentary
You should have seen her
way.
Face.
her column, out and about. Out and about. I just like to say it that way, just get the reaction. Out and about with Mary Louise.
I think she changed 3 shades of red.
It's funny. And, of course, longstanding business owner in town with Van Atta Public Relations. We want to thank you for contributing.
Good. I'll look forward to seeing you next month.
We'll see you next month, and we'll be looking for your articles in the Salem Reporter as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Hey, stick with us. We got one more segment to finish up your Friday before your holiday. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. We're coming right back on Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. And Brent's reading to himself. I saw your lips moving.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, as we finish up our Friday headlong into this holiday weekend. And we all have fun things coming up, either be they shopping or decorating or both. And maybe some events like Mary Louise was just talking about, from tree lighting to some of the nonprofit organizations and what have you. So good stuff. Wonderful month. I was thinking, because we started the hour with Baron Robinson
mm-hmm.
and the kicking cancer guy. And one of the things, didn't want to interrupt him because he had so many things to share. But he has a philosophy that, you know, in the last many years and decades that we haven't been fighting cancer right. Did you get that message?
I did, yeah.
It's like we're going the wrong way about it. And maybe chemotherapy isn't where all the, I don't know. I was reading into it, but it reminded me this war on cancer is not being fought in the same way that he would like it to be fought, right? It reminds me of a war on drugs, and we have this war on drugs, but it didn't elicit the results that we wanted,
right?
And that he's making a case our war on cancer is not either.
Well, I don't think we're using everything in our tool chest against cancer, seriously.
So share a little story. Now, Nolan was diagnosed in 1995 and had 3 years of chemotherapy. So we remember thinking at the time when we were done, you know, because he's going to survive, right? For us, where 20 years ago, that probably was not the case. So that's great. But boy, we were looking forward to, for the next generation of kids, that this seems barbaric. This seems like leech bleeding and, you know, some of the, from the Middle Ages, just to poison whole systems of your body, that would eventually be just seen as, oh, can you believe we used to do that?
Yeah.
You know, we did what? We just put poison in their spinal fluid, you know, things like that. And sure enough, you know, we ended up 10 years later doing the same thing with the same poisons to a higher degree. And it hadn't changed yet.
Wow.
Able to save his life, but you do pay a price, and hopefully we can make strides. And we are in cancer treatment. I know people that live with cancer and live with leukemia. We didn't mention it. Nolan had leukemia. But people live with leukemia in a chronic fashion, and there are medications that allow them to live their lives.
Wow.
A good friend of mine here in town, one of our community leaders, a lot of people don't know, he lives with leukemia every day and has for many years and is still working in the community.
You know, I figured about 20 years ago that it would have been cured. At least one form of cancer would have been cured.
It's more like some blood cancers, like the lymphoma and leukemia, those kinds of things, that they can eliminate. They can get into remission and cure you in a lot of cases. And some types of breast cancer, but not all. So we're making strides, but we just don't have that, this is how you target this one cell.
Yeah, eventually they'll get there.
A couple things in the community. We didn't have a chance to talk about it because we had great guests on Tuesday. It was Giving Tuesday. And so I wanted to throw out a pitch there. If you missed it, look for opportunities to give this month. And there is a cultural trust. So Google Cultural or Oregon Cultural Trust. This is one of the things where you're going to get it back from your tax money, right? So you can give money to a cultural organization. So arts, choir, drama, theater. You give something to a cultural organization. You give money to the Oregon Cultural Trust. And you get a tax credit for it.
Cool.
Right? And if you're thinking about the politics, which we happen to talk about every now and then here on Newsmakers,
and every now and then,
you want to make a difference in who's getting elected in Marion and Polk counties or even statewide, you can write a $50 check per person, $100 a couple. Make sure you write it in this calendar year, and you get $100 back on your taxes.
Nice.
So you get to direct where that $100 goes, but come April 15th or whenever you file your taxes, it comes back to you. Silly not to do that. Be your own advocate. We've got people running for U.S. House District 5 seats. We've got people running for city council that are already declared. We have people running for county commissioner. You can write them a $100 check for politics if that's your thing. You can do the cultural trust. And, of course, you always have the Salvation Army, the food bank, and a lot of other places that you can donate and get your last chance at your tax deductions, right? Also, the Ducks. It's tonight, folks.
Yes.
It's tonight. They're going against the Utes. I've seen the Utes in action this year. And they're scary. That defense is something else. But tonight, fire up the soup kettle or order some pizza or something and sit down and root for the Ducks. And when you can listen to it, if you're out and about and you're in the car, you can listen to it on KYKN, right?
That's right. Coming up.
Do we have a pregame show?
Our pregame show starts at 2 o'clock. Kickoff is at 5.
5. Wow. Yeah. Early five. Start.
Yeah.
They could win the Pac-12 championship and go to the Rose Bowl. No one's going. They're not going to go to the... They're not going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
However, you know what? I love the Rose Bowl. I love the Rose Bowl, and it's
no
a relationship
matter
to the Pac-12, the Pac-8, 10, 12, so go Ducks. Hey, thanks for being with us. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. We're going to do this again next week, so stick with us. Thanks for supporting local radio. From Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, have a great weekend.
See you on Monday.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.